Welcome to Today with Dr. K. I'm Dr. K. Wise Whitehead here again to have another conversation with you about some of the stories that matter. Folks, I have to be honest. Today, we had a completely different show planned. And Justina and I, we were ahead of the game. We felt that we had gotten everything done. We were relaxing, folks, moving on to the next thing, having coffee and kicking our feet up until Twitter exploded. There is an amazing Twitter battle going on at this moment. So for those of you who are not on Twitter, for those of you who've been at work and you've missed this, I need to bring you up to speed on what is happening in the Black community at this moment. It is, to say the least, it is shocking what is going on. The Black community is up in arms today, and it involves Gayle King, Lisa Leslie, Oprah Winfrey, Snoop Dogg, I mean, Boosie, like 50 Cent. I mean, folks, it is completely out of hand. And so today, I was planning to talk about it for an hour, but this might extend, so be ready. You gotta sit down for this one, because I cannot remember seeing anything like this in our community. Let me tell you what's going on. We'll be talking about this for the day. And in the second hour, Justina's told me, in the second hour, we do want to talk about the healing convention that's happening tomorrow. It's going to take place here on the campus of Morgan State University. So we're going to take a quick break in the second hour, talk a bit about the healing convention, because that is important. The whole bill around making sure that Baltimore City is a trauma-informed city. The work that Councilman Zeke Cohen has been doing, along with students from Douglas High School, the students that experienced an awful shooting at their school. They've dealt with a lot of trauma in their own communities. We'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour. I'm also going to talk to author Alexis Pauline Gumps a little bit about her new book. We'll do all that in the second hour. But now, let me tell you what's going on. Folks, Gayle King sat down with WNBA star Lisa Leslie. And it was an extensive interview. But there was one part that has the entire Black Twitter, and at this point, the world, talking. And I say the world because Gayle King is currently trending on Twitter. Trending means there are 90,000 tweets about Gayle King. Snoop Doggy Dogg is currently trending on Twitter. There are about 39,000 tweets about Snoop Dogg. Gayle King asked a question of Lisa Leslie, and what CBS News did, they released only that small clip, just that small clip, and people have hit the roof. So, why don't we play the clip, and then we can unpack what Gayle King has said in response to Snoop Dogg's comment. And do note, so that everybody understands, I cannot play Snoop Dogg's explosive video because of the language. I'm unable to do that. Instead, I'm going to play this clip, and we do have it at 6519. I'm going to play this clip of WNBA star Lisa Leslie talking about Kobe Bryant's rise and legacy being interviewed by Gayle King. Let's take a listen to it.
It's been said that his legacy is complicated because of a sexual assault charge, which was dismissed in 2003, 2004. Is it complicated for you as a woman, as a WNBA player?
It's not complicated for me at all. Even if there's a few times that we've been at a club at the same time, Kobe's not the kind of guy, never been like, you know, Lisa, go get that girl or tell her or send her this. Mm-hmm. I have other NBA friends that are like that. Mm-hmm. Kobe's, he was never like that. I just never have ever seen him being the kind of person that would do something to violate a woman or be aggressive in that way. That's just not the person that I know.
But Lisa, you wouldn't see it though. As his friend, you wouldn't see it.
And that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying things didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe that things didn't happen with force.
Is it even a fair question to talk about it, considering he's no longer with us and that it was resolved? Or is it really part of his history?
I think that the media should be more respectful at this time. It's like if you had questions about it, you've had many years to ask him that. I don't think it's something that we should keep hanging over his legacy. I mean, it went to trial.
Yeah, well, the case was dismissed because the victim in the case refused to testify. So it was dismissed.
And I think that that's how we should leave it.
It is interesting to me how deeply his death has affected so many different types of people.
Folks, that was Gail King interviewing WNBA star Lisa Leslie. Now, there were a lot of things that were discussed in this interview. You can go online, you can see the whole thing. But that's the clip that CBS released that sent the world, and I'm talking about Black America, spiraling. The question that we're trying to wrestle with, is it too soon for Gail King to have asked this question of Lisa Leslie? What is the balance between what Gail King sees as journalistic duty to put this question on the table and respecting a family that's still in mourning? Let's be clear, folks, that we're still reeling, we as in the entire world, is reeling from that horrible accident that just happened last week. People are saying Kobe Bryant has not even been buried yet, and you're saying this. Now, what's interesting is that people have responded. So let me talk you through the interview, and then let me tell you how Snoop Doggy Dogg responded, and then Gail King responds back to the world. In sitting down with Lisa Leslie, Gail King brought up Bryant's 2003 rape charge. And she said, so if you didn't hear, this is what she said. It's been said that his legacy is complicated because of a sexual assault charge, which was dismissed in 2003-2004. Is it complicated for you as a woman and as a WNBA player? Lisa Leslie said, it's not complicated for me at all. She then goes on to talk about how Kobe never tried to get her to play what they call, quote, wingman. That's what they're saying. Kobe was, according to Lisa Leslie, not that kind of guy, and he was never like that. But King kept pushing, trying to ask, was it fair to bring up Bryant's rape allegation after he died? Leslie responded, I think the media should have been more respectful at this time. It's like if you had had questions about it, you've had many years to ask him. I don't think it's something that we should keep hanging over his legacy. Lisa Leslie stood strong. So when that clip went viral, many people slammed Gail King, including rapper, artist, author, multimillionaire Snoop Dogg. Now, I think some people forget who Snoop Dogg is. I think that we see him cooking with Martha Stewart, and you see him in the commercials with the General around insurance, and you forget who Snoop Doggy Dogg is. And if you forgot it, the Instagram clip that then went viral on Twitter reminds you of who he is and how he'll ride hard. Folks, I can't even play the clip. I was trying to think of ways. If we did, it would be beep noise after beep noise. Let me just break it down for you. Without saying the words, I'm just going to say the initials, right? Because we got some kids listening to this. Snoop Dogg said, Gail King, quote, you are out of pocket for that MFing SHIT. He then goes in to tell her how wrong she was. He said, what do you gain from that? We expect more from you, Gail. Don't you hang out with Oprah? Why are y'all, folks, you just make a note, you all, you just referenced Oprah. Why are y'all attacking us? We're your people. You don't come after Harvey Weinstein asking those dumb blah questions. He then kept going, folks. Snoop Dogg didn't stop there. He then said, I should call her one. Do y'all think I should call her one? And he then proceeds to call her a funky dog head, and he used the B word. Yes, he sure did. He then told Gayle King in this Instagram post, that's a video post that went viral on Instagram and Twitter, he told her to back up before we, I don't know who we is, before we come and get you. Folks, I mean, okay. Snoop Dogg walked in, and for a lot of people, he dropped the mic. Now, you would think at this moment that black folks got to make a choice, right? Are you riding with Oprah and Gayle King, or are you riding with Snoop Dogg? I mean, that's where it is right now. I mean, it is a line that's been drawn in the sand, and there are a lot of folks, 50 Cent being one of them, Boosie being another one. All the folks I've been hearing talking about it on Twitter, they are riding with Snoop Dogg. They are accusing Gayle King and Oprah Winfrey of hating black men. Now, you're wondering, well, why is Oprah in this? How'd they get Oprah in this? Well, people have gone back and they said, Oprah, let's not forget that you sat down with the accusers of Michael Jackson after that documentary about Never Never Land. People are like, come on, Oprah. Oprah, you're dealing with this documentary about Russell Simmons. So there are people who feel that Oprah and Gayle King go hard against black men, but they don't go hard against white man. So what they went back and found, because you know Twitter can be real nasty, folks. They went back and they got all the pictures of Oprah and Gayle hanging out with Harvey Weinstein and said, where's the interview with Harvey Weinstein, Gayle? When are you going to sit down with him? You sat down with R. Kelly. You're now talking about Kobe Bryant. When are you sitting down with Harvey Weinstein? Then they pulled the pictures of one of Oprah's spiritual coaches who's been on television with her a number of times. How about that dude got 19 years in prison for sexual assault? They're like, Oprah, before you do a documentary on Russell Simmons, maybe before you interview Michael Jackson's accused, alleged victims, maybe you talk about some of the skeletons in your own closet. Folks have canceled Gayle King and Oprah Winfrey. And it's not a joke. People are now saying that Oprah and Gayle have been shaky for years. They've gone back and said, we owe Monique an apology. Because Monique came out, if you remember, years ago, said, y'all love Gayle, y'all love Oprah, but Oprah and Gayle don't love us. They love our money. They love our buying of the O magazine. They love us supporting Oprah and her dreams and Oprah and her plans. They love all that about you. But they don't ride hard for black folks the way they ride hard for white folks. This is what they're saying. Here's what Barry Bonds said, because he got involved. He said, look, so he went after Gayle. And Gayle is not responding to everyone. I have not yet heard from her because, you know, I'll ask some questions as well. She responded to Barry Bonds and said, you know, I can't believe that you're, you know, jumping in this. Barry Bonds responded by saying, appreciate you responding to me. I'm just being honest. I'm not saying we have to ignore things, but I do feel the timing of that question was inappropriate. I also believe that we have to correct our own, but not in the public. Protect our own the same way everyone else does. It got so bad, folks, that Gayle King has come out and responded in two video tweets. So I'm going to play both of them. I'm going to go first to the one at 16 and then go to 15. We'll play them both, starting with 16.
I've been up reading the comments about the interview I did with Lisa Leslie about Kobe Bryant. And I know that if I had only seen the clip that you saw, I'd be extremely angry with me too. I am mortified, I'm embarrassed, and I am very angry. Unbeknownst to me, my network put up a clip from a very wide-ranging interview, totally taken out of context, and when you see it that way, it's very jarring. It's jarring to me, I didn't even know anything about it. I started getting calls. What the hell are you doing? Why did you say this? What is happening? I did not know what people are talking about. So I've been told, or I've been advised, to say nothing. Just let it go. People will drag you. People will troll you. It'll be over in a couple of days. But that's not good enough for me, because I really want people to understand what happened here and how I'm feeling about it. I reached out to Lisa because I know that she's a longtime friend of Kobe's to talk about his legacy and their friendship. We had a really wide-ranging interview, talked about many things, his career, his passion, his sense of humor, the way he was mentoring other people, how he was starting his next chapter. It was wide-ranging. And yes, we talked about that court case, because that court case has also come up. And I wanted to get Lisa's take on it as a friend who knew him well, what she thought, where that should stand. And I thought it was very powerful when she looked me in the eye as a member of the media to say it's time for the media to leave it alone and to back off. During the course of the interview, I asked follow-up questions because I wanted to make sure that her position and perspective were very clear. And at the end, when she said it's time to leave it alone, I thought that was powerful. And I insisted that that part be in the interview, because I thought that it put a nice button on that part of the conversation.
Folks, just want to put this out. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the way the Black community today, people have drawn sides. There is a line in the sand right now where a number of people, including Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent and a lot of other rappers and artists and athletes, are saying, look, why are Black women riding so hard on Black men? Oprah, Gayle King, those are the two they're talking about. Stop coming after Black men. Instead of exposing our business in public, why don't we close ranks and do this kind of work in private? That's what people say. People always come hard for the whole Black community. Well, leave us alone. I mean, actually, Snoop Dogg ended his clip by saying, free Bill Cosby. That's what he tweeted out, free Bill Cosby as well. Here's a second part of Gayle King's apology. Let's go to part two.
Very clear. And at the end, when she said it's time to leave it alone, I thought that was powerful. And I insisted that that part be in the interview, because I thought that it put a nice button on that part of the conversation. When the interview aired, we got a great reaction to it. I talked to Lisa last night. I believe that Lisa was okay with the interview. And I felt really good about the interview. Really good about the interview. So for the network to take the most salacious part when taken out of context and put it up online for people who didn't see the whole interview is very upsetting to me. And that's something I'm going to have to deal with them. There will be a very intense discussion about that. I also want to say this. I have been with Kobe Bryant on many social occasions. He was very kind and very warm to me, and I felt that we had a friendly relationship. I, too, am mourning his loss, just like everybody else. I still am shocked by it. It's tragic and untimely, and the last thing I would want to do is disparage him at this particular time. And I hope people understand that. And that's why I'm taking this time to speak to you directly. I've never done one of these before. I've never done one of these before, but this was so important to me that I felt I had to say something. I don't want to sit up on a set and read a prepared remark. I wanted you to hear exactly where I'm coming from and how I'm feeling, and to let everybody know that no disrespect intended. And now I've got to go to work. I thank you for listening.
That is Gayle King, no disrespect intended. Folks, Gayle King asked the question that a lot of people said it was time to ask. Was it too soon? Was Gayle King wrong in asking Lisa Leslie that comment? I'm not even going to say whether CBS was wrong in releasing it. CBS can release whatever part of the interview they want. Gayle King, that's the only part of your apology. I'm like, no. CBS can release whatever they want. The bigger question is that people are wrestling with is they don't think you should have asked those questions. You should not have gone into that and pressed it. They're saying it's too soon to talk about this. Was Gayle King wrong? That's on one side. And on the other side, the response by Snoop Doggy Dogg, back off before we come get you, calling her all kind of B-words, saying her and Oprah need to be canceled, and then people canceling Oprah and Gayle, that's the other hand. Let's just talk about it. 410-319-8888. Cheryl from Northeast Baltimore has been holding. Cheryl, how are you?
Okay, Dr. K, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling, Cheryl.
Well, was the timing right? No, it was not, okay? Things are just so fresh. Secondly, Dr. K, Gayle King is a journalist. Journalists ask the unaskable at times. They go deep. They don't hit the surface like your basic news media persons would. And one thing that stick out in my mind, where she went wrong to me, is when Lisa Leslie said to her, to my knowledge, he's never done anything like that. I've never known him to be that kind of person. I've never seen it when we were together out somewhere. And she said, well, you would not have seen it. I think that was a punchline for most people. Like, she was trying to insinuate in an indirect way that he does do this. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, she did.
And so that I think that was the punchline for Snoop Dogg and some of the others. I'm kind of caught between a rock and a hard place because I had respect on both ends. But the timing was not right.
All right. I got to stop you there,
and
Cheryl.
As Lisa Leslie said, you know, you had time to ask him that while he was in the land of the living. That's what she was saying in so many words. So why now?
All right. I got to stop you there, folks. When we come back, I got Lucille, Ron, Alex, Clarence, and a line for you. Let's talk about Gayle King, Snoop Dogg, Oprah, Kobe, Lisa Leslie, all of that when we return.
It's been said that his legacy is complicated because of a sexual assault charge, which was dismissed in 2003, 2004. Is it complicated for you as a woman, as a WNBA player?
It's not complicated for me at all. Even if there's a few times that we've been at a club at the same time, Kobe's not the kind of guy. Never been like, you know, Lisa, go get that girl or tell her or send her this. Mm-hmm. I have other NBA friends that are like that. Mm-hmm. Kobe was never like that. I just have ever seen him being the kind of person that would do something to violate a woman or be aggressive in that way. That's just not the person that I know.
But Lisa, you wouldn't see it though. As his friend, you wouldn't see it.
And that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying things didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe that things didn't happen with force.
Is it even a fair question to talk about it, considering he's no longer with us and that it was resolved? Or is it really part of his history?
I think that the media should be more respectful. At this time, it's like if you had questions about it, you've had many years to ask him that. I don't think it's something that we should keep hanging over his legacy. I mean, it went to trial.
Yeah, but the case was dismissed because the victim in the case refused to testify. So it was dismissed.
And I think that that's how we should leave it.
It is interesting to me. How deeply has...
Welcome back to Today with Dr. K. I'm Dr. K. Wise Whitehead. I wanted to play that again for folks that are just joining us. We're talking about Gayle King interviewing Lisa Leslie and asking that question. Not only did she ask, but she followed up. Twitter, Black Twitter has exploded. People are angry at Gayle King. They've canceled both her and Oprah, saying that they don't ride hard for Black people who are committing whatever they consider to be egregious incidences, crimes, alleged problems, whatever it is, they feel that Oprah and Gayle tend to give white men a pass on these things and not Black men. This is what they're using as evidence. There are pictures of Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King hanging out with Harvey Weinstein, but they haven't interviewed him about what happened. There are pictures of Oprah sitting down with one of her spiritual coaches on one of her shows who's been sent to prison for 19 years for sexual assault. There's been no sit-down interview with him. Oprah sat down with the accusers of Michael Jackson in this big and stated that she believed them. Gayle King is asking and pushing Lisa Leslie about Kobe Bryant, and people are saying it's too soon. So they've canceled. Kobe Bryant, in terms of where people stand, they're grieving. Snoop Dogg went so far and said, "You're coming after my boy. Back off before we come get them." So was it too soon for Gayle King? Is Snoop Doggy Dogg overreacting? Like, how did we get here, folks, where there's a line in the sand where black folks are saying we need to deal with our business in private and not in public? 410-319-8888. I'm coming first to Lucille from Mount Washington. Lucille, how are you?
Dr. K.
Oh, girl.
Gayle's smarter than that. But my perspective is, it was time for her to go from CBS, and they couldn't get rid of her, so that's why they leaked this.
Ooh.
Because she should have known better.
Yeah.
This wasn't R. Kelly.
Yeah.
This was Mr. Bryant.
Yeah, this is a big one.
Even with his fault, this was Kobe Bryant. I don't care. And even if you wanted to have that interview, it should have been next year.
Yeah.
If then. But CBS wanted to get rid of her. They couldn't get to her any other way. So she said she didn't even know they were going to release this.
Come on.
And
she knew the question was there, though.
To her, it might have been directed towards Oprah, so they went the roundabout way and said, since we can't get Oprah, let's get Gayle.
Oh.
I'm not saying she was right, which
right.
she was not, but it's more to it. And for us to jump on the bandwagon, we should have, we needed to say something to Gayle, but maybe we needed to have done it in private or in a gathering of just us, because we just did what he said we shouldn't have done.
Oh, yeah. I do think that part of his comment, "We're back off before we come get you," and the use of the B word.
Yeah.
I think is a whole nother line that shows that there's no civility in this particular fight.
And see, they knew that. And how convenient for it to happen in February. Well, God orchestrates things for us to really see what's being done in the dark so it can come out in the light.
I'm telling you. Thank you so much. Folks,
sure.
Between Donald Trump getting acquitted, right, and what's happening now, Black History Month not starting off too well. Like, we are definitely up against a wall here in Black History Month. Ron from Baltimore, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, as always. You got it going on.
Man.
Well, Dr. K, it is hard to believe that in the year 2020, you still have that one slave who's always going to run for the massa.
Ooh.
I am done. Peace.
Thank you so much, folks. Let me just say that in addition to Ron, there are a number of black folks on Twitter saying both Oprah and Gayle are cooning in this particular instance. Now, I don't even understand how Oprah's name got up in the mix. Oprah didn't ask the question, but Snoop Dogg said to Gayle, "Don't you hang out with Oprah?" And then what Snoop Dogg did is he went on Instagram and he came against Oprah on Instagram, challenging her about the Michael Jackson, the Harvey Weinstein. It's Snoop who brought Oprah into this particular battle. But let me just say, folks, Oprah Winfrey, as far as we know, has not responded. But this is a huge debate going on Black Twitter, which speaks to a lot of different issues. Maybe people's frustration over Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King, because Michael Jackson has come back into the conversation. Bill Cosby's in the conversation. I want to say nobody's brought R. Kelly up. We're just going to put that to the side. Because people like how Gayle went after R. Kelly. They just don't like it when it comes to Kobe Bryant. Let's be clear. R. Kelly is not Kobe Bryant. He's not. The rumors we heard about R. Kelly, folks, come on now. I'm just saying. How often, let's go back to R. Kelly marrying Aaliyah when she was underage. The rumors, I mean, it wasn't, the question for R. Kelly was not, how did they get him? It was, why did it take so long? So nobody's talking about R. Kelly, but Snoop brought Bill Cosby into it by saying, "Free Bill Cosby." We have Alex on the phone, new caller from Owens Mills. How are you? Welcome to the family.
I'm fine, Dr. King. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I first want to say, the incident between Kobe Bryant has already been adjudicated.
Yes.
More than 16 years ago. It's a dead issue. So it never should have been brought into the conversation whatsoever. It has nothing to do with his legacy. It has nothing to do with anything at this point. she should use her platform, she and Oprah both, to talk about the person who currently resides in the White House. Mm-hmm. Because all those allegations against him have not as yet been adjudicated. Those women are still out there looking for their day in court. That's what they need to talk about. And talk about it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on those programs that they occupy. That's what they should do. Bring attention to that person sitting up in the White House, who seemingly has gotten away, and no one talks about the things that he's done to women. And that's all I got to say.
I appreciate you. Yeah. Now, folks, that Alex is right. I mean, she bought up. In fact, Gail provided the date. She said it was in 2003, 2004. It is 2020, folks. I think it's interesting that she bought it to the interview. And not only did she ask one question, right, Justina? She asked three questions. She kept following up. When Lisa Leslie said, "I don't know that Kobe," and I'm paraphrasing now, "I've never seen that," Gail pushed back and said, "Well, you wouldn't have seen it. You wouldn't have seen it. You're his friend. You wouldn't have seen it." 410-319-8888. Erica, new caller from Laurel, Maryland. Hey, Erica, how are you? Welcome to the fam.
Hi, Dr. K. I absolutely love your show.
Thank you.
And I just want to say, I do think it is wrong that Gail King brought up the those questions as well as other news outlets, but she's just doing her job as a journalist.
Mm.
And it should have been left alone because it's way back in the past. And it's not the right time for it. And also, with Snoop Dogg and all, he and his music and a lot of other artists and just general people, this is just downgrade black women at all costs every time that they get a chance. So no one talks about that. No one jumps on them. No one jumps on them about, you know, selling drugs in the hood and indirectly and directly killing people, and then they go make records about it. Mm. Nobody's putting them down. We praise the wrong people.
I think that's a very good point. I'm so glad you brought that to the table, because at this point, people are lifting, and not just, let me just say people in general. There are a lot of black women on Twitter who are in full support of Snoop Dogg and what he's doing. What is interesting is that there are people who are pushing back, calling it misogynoir. Misogynoir is about misogyny, this hatred or contempt or prejudice that is directed towards black women, where race and gender come into the bias. Misogynoir, MISOGYNOIR. It's a relatively new term, and it was created by queer black feminist Moya Bailey. And this whole idea of misogynoir talks about misogyny directed toward black women in American visual and popular culture. And so people are now pushing back and said, is this just an example of misogynoir? Because if Snoop Dogg is saying, by calling Gail King a B, by saying we're going to come and get you because you have put Kobe Bryant on the table, Oprah, you went against Michael Jackson, the two of you may have said things about Bill Cosby, but like my last caller just said, who is holding Snoop Dogg and others responsible for the way that they have talked about and degraded through their music black women? Now, I think that's interesting. Just another piece to this puzzle. I'm not saying either side is right or wrong. I'm just laying out the other pieces to the puzzle. Cassandra's a new caller from Ellicott City. How are you, Cassandra? Welcome to the family.
Thank you, Dr. K. I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
I love what the work that you're doing, and it helps to educate my young children some of the topics that you bring.
Thank you.
I just want to say that I'm against what Gail King did. She's a very seasoned journalist. But it was my understanding that she was interfering the relationship between Lisa Leslie and Kobe Bryant, not the history of Kobe Bryant's behavior. So that focus, it was taken off topic. And I don't believe that she meant any disrespect, but I don't believe that she was looking to put him in a good light, whether for ratings or whatever. But her intentions, I think they were ill-intended. I don't think she was putting him in a good light, and she knew exactly what she was doing, and she should be canceled.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So do you think that when you say cancel, you mean lose job, pack it up? I mean, because we've seen, what I'm thinking about, what you're saying is, it brought immediately to mind the Mary Bubala situation of last year. When Mary Bubala asked me that question about three black women kind of inferring that maybe a black woman shouldn't leave the city and all that happened, Mary Bubala was fired. Now, she's ended up on Fox, but she was fired for that. So when you say cancel, you mean Gayle King should be fired for what she did.
Yes, I mean the voices of the masses of mainly African-American black people should be heard. Oh, and there should be consequences when you cross that line. Otherwise, what's the uproar for?
There you go. Oh, wow. And probably that's why Gayle King is now responding in video saying, I wasn't going to do it this way, but I couldn't let things go. They're calling for
right. She's backpedaling. And I think someone should be held accountable. Her and Oprah, they have too much power. And to hold black men to put them always in a negative light, we have that done to them and to us by mainstream media. So to have it done by our own people, that's double jeopardy. I don't think she should go back to business as usual because the people have spoken.
I like the way
you
put it.
And there should be consequences.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for putting that, folks. We're talking about the canceling of culture right now. People are saying, hey, Gayle King needs to be fired, is what people are saying. I think the last caller said it well. The voices of the masses should be heard because, let's be clear, the voices of the masses were heard. Mary Bubala was fired. Come on now. I mean, hey, if black folks are saying what you did crossed the line, and right now there are over 100,000 tweets about Gayle King calling for her to be fired, calling for her to be held responsible. How dare you? Really, in so many ways, that was not what the interview was supposed to be about. Lisa Leslie sitting there in her fuzzy socks, talking at home, and this question, you can tell if you watch the clip, Lisa Leslie is clearly like trying to deal with the way the conversation went to the left. And even every time she answered, Gayle followed up with a follow-up question, a rebuttal every single time, and kept pushing. And that's what is making people angry. 410-319-8888. Tomorrow's on the phone, a new caller from Catonsville. How are you? Welcome to the family.
Hi, Dr. K.
Hey.
I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
I'm just my grandkids. So I am rushing to get back to them.
No problem.
However, I was appalled to see that video yesterday about what, you know, how Gayle came off.
Yeah.
I thought it was very disrespectful. And I just feel like her and Oprah was made up by Caucasian people anyway.
Mm.
Built up, you know, their careers. Of all of the, you know, Black Lives Matter movement, I mean, I don't see them looking out for their roots. And, I love Caucasian people, brown, Latinos, all of that. However, for this situation, I just think that, you know, going back to Oprah with the Michael Jackson, you know, it's just, you know, he's deceased. You know, and I didn't like that neither, but, you know, I just kept my mouth shut, you know. But yesterday was just, that was too much. That happened years ago. And from what I remember, the case was dismissed or whatever, but he didn't, no charges, you know, the charges was dropped or something.
Right, so she did not, yes, she dropped the
charges. I don't know why she
yes.
brought that up either.
So do you think she should lose her job? Like, are you saying, look, let's cancel her? Are you in that camp?
I don't watch CBS Morning News anyway.
Okay.
So, you know, I think there should be a protest for any black people that or color people that is watching her CBS. See who supports it and see, you know, see it. Don't, I don't want to be against somebody to say they fired, but maybe she need to be off TV for a couple of months to, you know, to shut her down and make her think, her and Oprah.
I know that's right. Thank you so much. Shut them
thank
down,
you.
Folks. We got Ife on the line from West Baltimore. Ife, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking my call. I think that Gayle was, I would say, out of place. I know journalism is journalism and news is news. That's old news. We just lost Kobe and his daughter. And it was distasteful. I mean, you don't go to a wake or a funeral and then voice your opinion about the deceased when he did something negative. How would that be received? Just because you have the platform to use in that manner, you should think, you should really think seriously about saying things like that about someone who just died. It seems to be standard operation procedures. Every time you turn around, if it's something to do with a black man or a black child, they turn them into monsters. Mm. But she is a black woman, and she participated in that. And I wonder how much money did she get for that? Is she going to give her an increase for that?
Wow.
It's some things you don't sell out about. You really don't. We get enough criticism from the media. And
so now, do you think Gayle King should be fired? Now, of course, they don't have any power to fire Oprah. But Oprah does have people could stop buying her magazine. Like, there are ways that they can be canceled.
There are ways.
You think they should be canceled?
Naming any of those ways.
Yeah.
But I think she needs to reconsider who she is and the platform that she has and use it for something positive. We got hundreds of white journalists that can talk bad about someone.
Mm.
But, you know, there is a limit. There is, you know, what side are you on? Like someone just said about the master. Yeah, what can I say? It's always going to be those people.
All
they
right.
love green more than black. Thank
All
you
right,
so much.
Thank you so much. I have Raina on the line. Raina's a new call from Catonsville. How are you? Welcome to the fam.
Hi there. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. So my take on it is that I think that, yes, our black men and black women and white men and white women should be held accountable for what they did. Is the time and place after their death? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Especially not when the intention for the conversation was not that. It takes away from Lisa Leslie and what she could have brought to the table
right.
when you're redirecting the conversation and pitting her against her lifelong friend. You knew the intentions of your conversation, and she probably couldn't get anybody else on the line because they probably knew what she was going
right.
to go on about. Do I think she should be canceled? No. I think that there should be a suspension and a look into her character. But I think firing people as the answer, someone else who liked her and what she said is just going to hire her. I don't think that's necessarily what's, you know, the best situation for somebody, but they definitely should steal the situation from the masses. Absolutely.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I appreciate you. Folks, the way in which that interview did turn, what I thought was interesting, what the caller just said, maybe that's why other people didn't talk to her. I thought putting that on the table... It's an interesting decision. Now, just a little insight into the behind the scenes. When I come on the air, I don't just walk in at, you know, 2:59 and sit down and just kind of wing it, right? Whatever I'm going to talk about, I'm going to talk about. No. There's a discussion with my producer. There's a planning of the script. We go through the pros and cons. When we were dealing with the Kobe situation, we also had that discussion, and we felt... that's not what we wanted to focus on. We wanted to focus on, you know, who he was at this moment. We wanted to focus on this, give people a chance to talk it through. So why do I say that? Because Gayle King is not an independent agency. There was discussion. There was planning. Like, you knew it was going to happen. And the difference between Gayle King and her show and what I'm doing here is her show was not live. Her show was taped. She could have told them, you know what, go ahead and pull that question. Somebody could have watched that and said, we shouldn't air that question. And that's what I'm just trying to figure out. And then to go ahead and package it and re-air it, which I thought was very interesting that they put that out. 410-319-8888. We have Damone on the air. Damone from Northeast Baltimore. How are you?
How you doing, Dr. K?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Dr. K, this is what I think. I think that there's a whole lot of wrong in it. And I think we need to remember, and especially as black people, that we need not take anyone out of the community if they only need a big spank on the hand. Who are we going to replace her with? Susie? Susie don't like me either. Right is right if nobody does it, and wrong is wrong if everybody does it. Now, Snoop, he wasn't right either. Not the way that he presented it, because if you can separate the masses from the classes of our people, then you have destroyed the brain power that will ultimately set us free. And that's probably why they're airing it. That's probably why nobody stopped it to say, oh, no, we can't put this on air, because they are continuing trying to separate the masses from the classes of our people. That's the brain power. But spank that lady on the hand.
Right, but do not, but don't let her go.
I'm sorry, Dr.
I said, don't fire her, but give her some type of fine or something. Give her something. Just don't fire her.
Type of fine.
Okay.
Spank on her hand. And not only that, continue as a black community telling her what we are expected. When we're talking about stopping the magazine, maybe we won't buy the magazine. So if our dollar makes a sense, then we have a voice. Because like I said, Susie don't like us. No. Spank her on the hand. Give her her punishment and let her go on with what we are expecting her to do as a black woman.
Okay, thank you so much. Hey, folks, if you cancel Gayle King, I'm just throwing this out here, that's also the same Gayle King who was able to get those questions in of R. Kelly. So when you cancel her, you understand that there is no guarantee that another black woman is going to be sitting in that chair. I just want to make a note. We're quick to cancel people. We're talking about canceling Oprah. Now, we understand that. We're just talking it through. I'm sure Oprah's going to land. I mean, Oprah, come on. Oprah is, whether you like her or not, Oprah is Oprah. Gayle King is not. Gayle King could be fired from her job. Oprah Winfrey is the job. 410-319-8888. We have Clarence on the phone from Baltimore. Clarence, how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for taking the call, Dr. K.
Yes.
Dr. K, I just want to bring to folks' attention, because whenever for 30 years or more, whenever I hear Snoop's name, you know, I just see red. And that's because I think it was more than 30 years ago, and I think it was on the Merv Griffin show, when Merv Griffin, or I believe it was Merv Griffin, when he asked Snoop about the disputation of women in some of his videos, he responded on national TV at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, "I don't care nothing about those you know what." And I have never, Dr. K, I have, even in my youth, I would have never been stupid enough to come on national TV and refer to black women like that.
Yes.
When he had all of those examples before him, it wasn't inexperience or youth, because he had seen Jim Brown. He had seen so many other black people and how they presented themselves on television. For him to do that, I just could not. I've never been able to give this man a pass for that. Now, Dr. K, when you ask questions or when you do an interview, there is a point there's a point to be made. So when her conversation turned that way, what possible point or what was the purpose of her asking those questions? There I derived what her intent was, and I don't think it was anything nice. Thank you, Dr. K.
All right, thank you so much. So, folks, a couple folks chiming in on Facebook Live. So, Griot Aaron Makinen said, I feel his point, but I want to know why Snoop will threaten to come get Gayle King, but didn't come get George Zimmerman. Just want to put that out. George Zimmerman, who is the person who killed Trayvon Martin yesterday. Trayvon Martin should have been somewhere celebrating his 25th birthday. But instead, George Zimmerman is walking around. Hey, let's go get him. Hey, come on now. Let's think about it. We also have chiming on Facebook Live. Donna said, have you seen the video that Gayle King made stating that the video was not shown in its entirety? I did. And Donna, we played both of those clips. She apologizes. Yes, she did. In 2 series on Twitter, says she had no idea the video was ever shown. So people should check everything out. I'm sure a lot of people may not know this. Folks, it was a longer interview. Now, we watched it. Let's be clear. That piece was not doctored. That was not doctored at all. She did ask that question. And as for the Snoop Dogg, Andre, my board op, just said Snoop did threaten George Zimmerman because George Zimmerman threatened Jay-Z. Folks, this is getting heated. What we're going to do is we're going to keep with this at 4 o'clock. When we come back, should Gayle King be canceled? Is it too soon to talk about? Do black folks just need to ride hard for each other in public and deal with this kind of stuff in private? I don't know. We have Asia, David, Leo Burrows, The Real Thomas, Alvin, and Ernest when we return. Stay with us.
And a good afternoon. The only delay we're seeing anywhere on the MARC system is 439, about 15 minutes late to leave Baltimore's Penn Station, heading to Washington. Everything else on schedule. However, we have a delay on the light rail link, 10 to 15 minutes in both directions. The Metro subway line is on schedule. For the MTA Transit Team, I'm Ken Berger on 88.9 FM WEAA, the voice of the community.